You might not expect to find a breeding ground of controversy in the suburbs, but then again, you wouldn't expect to find an exotic disease breeding there either. With the West Nile virus threatening any place that has mosquitoes, which is almost anywhere, people are fighting over whether to spray or not to spray. Spraying means releasing pesticides into the air to kill adult mosquitoes. Pro sprayers say the threat of West Nile virus necessitates this chemical treatment, but some people who live in spraying districts are worried about the possible dangers of the pesticides. Dr. Kim Stone is the executive director of the Safer Pest Control Project in Chicago. As we walk around a nature preserve, she tells me they've started spraying in her neighborhood, and she's worried about her kids. Passing the pond and a grove of trees, she says the pesticides could kill fish that eat mosquito larvae and birds that eat the adults, but she's more concerned about their possible threat to humans.
I believe that the health impacts of the pesticides are a greater danger than the health impacts of West Nile virus. A local hospital had seen many people who thought that they had West Nile virus, came in with headache, nausea, and the hospital said that they did not have West Nile virus, but suspected that it might be related to the pesticides because it was the morning after pesticides were sprayed in those neighborhoods.
Stone recommends a different form of mosquito abatement, larvicide. Larvicide is a preventative form of treatment that kills mosquito larvae before they hatch. Pellets of larvicide are dropped into lagoons, or a blower is used to spread granules over the water. The chemicals are less toxic, she says, and they're species-specific. That means they won't kill other animals. Dr. William Paul is with the Chicago Department of Public Health. He says the city of Chicago hasn't started spraying because larvicide is much more effective.
We would really, in terms of mosquito control, want to focus, and in the long run, breeding sites and larval breeding sites, because that's, in the long run, what's going to be more effective. Using sprays for adults to kill the northern house mosquito, it's challenging. You need tightly spaced applications of the product, and it's not just a going up and down the streets kind of thing.
But spraying is a more visible treatment than larvicide. Paul says people like to see their government doing something to combat the mosquitoes. It makes them feel better, he says. Other government officials can relate. Dr. Keon Leem has been the head of the South Cook County Mosquito Abatement District in the Chicago area for 28 years. He's been working with mosquitoes since he was a little boy. He says watching many of his father's patients die of malaria in his native country led him to his current profession of killing mosquitoes.
I grew up in Indonesia. And malaria is a big killer of people there. Almost 6 to 10 million people every year get killed by malaria. And there's probably 10 times more mosquitoes there than here.
Leem uses larvicide in his district. He hasn't sprayed since 1977, after the outbreak of St. Louis encephalitis, another virus carried by mosquitoes. He says spraying was not effective then, and it still isn't now, as most mosquitoes hide out in people's backyards, in the bushes, or under leaves. He says the spray released from trucks in the street just doesn't reach them. But many of his citizens demand a visible fight against the mosquitoes.
They want to see you working. But if you work and you don't do anything for them, you're just fooling them. We have many of them that call us and say, I want you here. I want you to show me that you're doing something for my money. And we do that just to appease them.
If people really want peace of mind, personal protection is what most experts recommend. They say to wear long sleeves and pants between dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are out in force. If you're going outside, use mosquito repellent. And routinely change standing water on your property, such as kiddie pools and bird baths, to cut down on available mosquito breeding sites. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Annie McDowell.